WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz here, back with another dose of real talk on the dopamine fast. Today we're diving into something that I think most of us grapple with at some point. Self-doubt. Ever feel like you're holding yourself back, whispering those what ifs and I can'ts in your own ear? You know that feeling when you have a brilliant idea, but then that little voice jumps in and says, nah, that's too ambitious. It'll never work. Trust me, I've been there more times than I care to admit. But here's the thing. Self-doubt is like that annoying guest who overstays their welcome. They show up uninvited, make themselves comfy on your couch, and start telling you all the reasons why you shouldn't chase your dreams. The good news is, we can kick them to the curb. We have the power to silence those inner critics and unleash our full potential. So, how do we do it? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help us bust through self-doubt like a boss. Number 1. Recognize the voice. The first step is becoming aware of that pesky self-doubt voice. Pay attention to your thoughts and when those negative narratives pop up. Are you saying things like, I'm not good enough, or this is too hard? Identifying the patterns will help you tackle them head on. Think of it like spotting a weed in your garden. Once you see it, you can start pulling it out. Number 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept those negative voices as facts. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support these claims? Are you being too hard on yourself? Most of the time, self-doubt is based on fear and limiting beliefs, not reality. Remember, your mind can be a powerful tool. Use it to reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Number 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of things you're good at, big or small. Celebrate those accomplishments. Don't let self-doubt overshadow the amazing things you've already achieved. When you focus on your strengths, you build confidence and remind yourself of your capabilities. Number 4. Embrace imperfection. No one is perfect, not even superheroes, though they try really hard. It's okay to make mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. Don't let the fear of failure hold you back from taking risks and trying new things. Remember, every failure is a stepping stone towards success. Number 5. Surround yourself with positive people. The company you keep can have a huge impact on your mindset. Seek out support of friends, family, or mentors who believe in you and encourage you to reach your goals. Avoid those negative energy vampires who constantly drain your spirit. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who lift you up. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who dreams of performing on stage. She's got the talent, the passion, but that self-doubt voice keeps whispering, "You're not good enough. People will laugh at you." She starts to question everything she does, even her own abilities. But then, she remembers these key takeaways. She challenges those negative thoughts, focuses on her strengths, her amazing guitar skills, and her captivating stage presence. She surrounds herself with supportive friends who encourage her dreams. Sarah takes a leap of faith, joins a local band, and starts performing at open mics. At first, it's nerve-wracking, but she pushes through the fear, reminding herself that every performance is a learning experience. The positive feedback from the audience builds her confidence, silencing that self-doubt voice once and for all. See? It's possible. We all have that potential within us waiting to be unleashed. So, what's your next step? Identify that self-doubt voice in your own life, challenge those limiting beliefs, and start believing in yourself. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of confidence. And if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review and tell us how you're taking action against self-doubt. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. I can't wait to hear your stories. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and unlocking your full potential. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.